Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Casey Shearer. Yes. So I hear you're coming to Texas.
Yeah, I'm on my way to Texas right now, but I can't just drop my plans and come to Austin whenever you can ask me to.
Well, bro, how long are you going to be in Dallas for?
I'm getting to Dallas at 4 o'clock this morning, and my plane leaves at 8 o'clock to go home.
Okay. Why would they have you drive to Dallas just to fly? There's no airports in Missouri?
Yeah, so I'm in Kansas.
Oh, I'm in Kansas, yeah.
Yeah, so I flew into Springfield, Missouri. I drove to Branson, Missouri, and then I drove from Branson to Garden City, Kansas, and then I was supposed to drive from Garden City, Kansas to Nebraska and then fly home from Nebraska, but the weather was so shitty that I never made it to Nebraska, and my flight for tomorrow morning to Dallas got canceled, so I would have had to wait in Garden City until 2:30 tomorrow, and I wouldn't have got home to Philly until 9 o'clock tomorrow night. So I decided to drive to Dallas, which is an 8-hour drive.
Okay.
So,
that's good.
Yeah, so I decided to record a little podcast here with my buddy Jim.
So,
I'm stuck behind this. Right now, I'm stuck behind this salt truck. I was doing 75 the whole fucking ride here, and now I'm stuck behind this goddamn salt truck.
Hey, well, just, you know, it's not your car, so make sure you're really pounding it hard. You know what I mean? Like, whenever I drive, it's not your problem.
Yeah,
don't worry. I'm sorry. It's called no sweat off of your stack.
Don't worry, buddy.
I mean, that's what they say.
Don't worry.
Well, let me tell you. I was just at a meeting with the worship team that I play for, and you know, because they know how much I sin, you know, with I'm not very honest with them, but I must be, because I'm here for a big purpose, and I've been trying to fast things this year, and fast is when it's not like you're fastening something on. It's when I'm getting rid of stuff, you know? So, they said to me...
I don't know if that's what fasting is.
Well, I just made a pinky swearing thing. I have to fast sex for 3 months.
Dude.
I can't lose. Well, I have to, like, pay money and stuff.
You pinky swore? How old are you?
I'm 36.
So, what do you get? What do you win if you? It's not called fasting. It's not.
I can't have sex for 3 months.
And then what do you win?
What's that called?
What is that called? That's called. Isn't that called being celibate?
Yes. Yeah. That's what it is.
What do you win? What do you win? What are you going to win?
Apparently, my soul will be happier. Just, you know, something happened, like, a bunch of times this month, and I was like, I'm feeling a little low, and they're like, well, Jim, you know, maybe you should fast, you know, doing this, and, you know, give it up.
What?
And I was like, well, now you have to do something. So I bet my worship, my worship leader, she has to go work out basically as much as I do.
Wait,
we're having a bet.
Back up. Worship leader?
So every church has a leader that she's like the band director.
Okay.
She's like she names the song and everything.
Okay.
And so I basically am her enslaved guitar player. So I have to do what this person says. So she was like, James, I'll go to the gym every day because I like motivating people to go work out. And she's like, if you don't have, you know, carnivorous affairs with many women.
How is that fair?
I was like, all right. well, you know, some people don't like to work out, and, you know, and she's saying this is good for me, so I'm going to try something new.
So, do you want? Can you get into what happened that you were feeling, why you're feeling down and low?
Just, I wasn't feeling low. I was just, I had plowed a woman, several. I was just like, you know what? I know these aren't going anywhere. Why am I doing this? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I'm always honest with my worship team. I was telling them all about wisdom. We were talking about the Lord, and I was talking about how I had, you know, I had wisdom recently when I, you know, blew my load all over the place. I was like, crap, what am I doing? And, you know.
Did you reference them back to the Jizdom episode of Saturdays with Chicken Duck?
No, but they looked at me when I said Jizdom, and they had no idea what I was talking about. I was like, Jizdom?
Well,
wisdom.
You gotta tell them to listen to that episode of Saturdays with Chicken Duck. You can't just expect you can't just expect someone to know what Jizdom is.
Right. Well, I explained it to them, and they called me terrible. But, you know, they still thought it was funny, you know. But I have that going for me right now. It literally just happened.
Let's get back into the worship team. Is this just your band at church? Is that what this is, or what?
Well, I mean, like, I'm part of the worship team. Like, so I play for them. Dude. And I got a gig at Life Austin, which is a mega church. I'm playing there tomorrow. Hey, man, did you ever know?
Is that what?
I got a little rant. I got a rant for you.
Is that Joel Osteen?
Well, it's pretty much, it's like the same type of thing. It's like huge. And dude, people, you know, you make a ton of money playing, you know. I mean, not that I'm doing it for that, but like,
yes,
I've been so prosperous. I'm not just doing it for that, but I mean, you know, if the money comes from God,
sure.
I want it to come from God. I don't want it to come from men.
Sure. Where's God getting his money from?
He's from guys that give it, you know, to me then. So, wait a minute. So, but yeah, dude, I got this gig playing at a mega church tomorrow downtown.
Is that the first gig? Is that the first one at the mega church? Because we just had Sam Cavallari on the podcast, and he was telling us about that you got a new gig with a church.
Yeah.
Is this?
Well, I mean, I play every Sunday at my church that I'm a part of, and
where the worship team is, of course. Where the worship team?
Yes. And then this new church downtown that I became friends with, they needed a guitar player to play on their Thursday night services. And I was like, yeah. And they're huge. And like, so, dude, a lot of these churches, you know, they can, if you're a serious musician, like if you play and you want to be their musician, like they compensate you, you know, for your hard work of all the years that you practiced and no one ever paid you enough of what you're worth. And it's amazing down here.
I just crossed over into Oklahoma.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
you were pretty good over here. I just filled my tank up all the way, actually, with gas. I filled it all the way up. Okay, you know when you go to the gas pump, you're faithful in knowing that your debit card can handle a full gas tank, dude.
It's pretty.
I get it, man.
It's pretty nice, right?
Yeah,
man. Today I just went to the store and I just bought a hat. I don't need a fucking hat. I just went. I bought it. Feels pretty good.
Hey, look at us, man. We're like, you know, this is life. This is what God wants us to have. You know what I mean? Stop plowing chicks, you know, unless you like him a lot.
Well, I don't. God's not in my life at all. I mean, it's. I don't. I don't know how I feel about all that.
Well, maybe he is, and you don't know it yet.
Yeah, maybe.
So I'm a part of a worship team at a small. I mean, it's still a pretty big church. Like that, they're a satellite church of a big church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But they're run the same way. But they just started this year. That's why I got with them early, and then now we're like growing and stuff.
Sure. And are you still?
And they're actually.
Are you still working at the carpet cleaning place?
Yep. Still doing that. And actually, my worship leader just told me, her name's Casey. What's her Instagram? I'll give her a shout out. Well, you know what? No, she probably doesn't want to be associated with my sinful. Anyway, she's like, James, you know that spirit of sex that I was involved in, that's in me? Of like, you know, women always, you know, pulling me out to go to these clubs and stuff. That spirit comes with me anywhere I go, and she's like, you don't want that lusting spirit to be with you while you're on stage at church, right? And I was like, oh no. And I was like, that's why all these women are following me on Instagram, that like, you know, at my church and stuff. They're like, yeah, that guy, you know, seeing me.
Now, do you think she might just be trying to clean you up for herself?
Nah, I don't think I'm a type. She likes real, you know, real men. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you're a fucking...
Guys that wearing a piece.
You're a real man,
you know,
bro.
You know what I mean, Kate? Well, whenever she likes guys who are, like, saved up money, like, throughout their life. I've accepted that case. I might be single for the rest of my life. And it's okay. I've accepted it.
I don't think so, buddy. Just haven't found the right one yet.
Right.
That's all.
Oh, wait. Sam's still single, right?
I think so. Yes, sir. Yeah, we just had Sam and John on our podcast. John Marlette. You know him, right?
Yeah.
They're the wrestling dorks.
Yeah, I see you guys are having them on pretty often now.
We had him on, Sam, on three times in the total of 107 episodes, so not really.
Mm-hmm. Oh! Dude, so I wanted to tell you, getting into some, not, I mean, these aren't conspiracies, these are all real.
Well, okay, I'm going to tell you, I only have 6.5 hours left of my drive, so...
All right, dude. Okay, let me get into it now. So, the company I work for, you know, they're pretty into politics and stuff. So I've been like getting into it with them, and I think I've got it figured out.
Into politics.
So biblically, So biblically, they always wanted to, you know, sacrifice children and drink their blood and stuff. And they would say, like, everything would happen all over again. In all the ancient texts, they all say it, like, they're going to start killing babies and stuff. And they're going to say it's, like, good and everything. They actually want to kill them to three. They just passed a law in New York, I think, or Virginia or something, where you can you can kill a baby that's born, basically, now.
Where do you get your information from?
No, they just passed a law. It's a late-term abortion, it's called.
Okay,
so they just passed it, right? Dude, they always wanted to. That's the whole thing. Like, they're going to actually push it to 3 years old. I was telling you, the Bible's prophetic.
They're going to be able to kill...
You can look it up.
Dude, I'm really regretting the fact that I fucking called you.
You think I'm making this up? I'm not making it up.
They're going to be able to kill three-year-old babies, three-year-old children.
In the future, well, no, that's going to be the next one. I'll tell you why, because scientifically, they're going to use science again and say, well, the baby is not a lot, like, their brain isn't fully developed. They're not actually a human until they're five. They're going to say until they're five. I think that's going to be the scientific view. But see, now they're saying scientifically, well, it's still not a baby because it was just born. So that, like, scientifically, like, they're trying to prove that, like, well, now they used to say a baby is not a baby until it turns into a fetus. Then they pushed it until they said, well, it's not an actual baby until it feels pain in the third month. And then they said, well, it's not an actual baby until it's 6 months. They're going to keep pushing it so they can sacrifice the babies to sell their body parts on these black markets and stuff like that. I pieced it together, man. I did it. I did it where it's all true now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your fucking mind is just filled with fucking crazy shit, man.
You have no idea what I'm doing here. I don't have a TV. I'm just listening to documentaries.
You listen to documentaries?
Yeah.
And where?
And I read a lot.
What documentary did you find that in?
Just go to, like, ancient biblical prophecies. You can type stuff in. Or even just, like, ancient text prophecies. It is the ones in the Bible, but it's also outside of the Bible. They all talk about how they're going to bring back sacrificing stuff.
Well, that's all very interesting.
Once you see it, yeah, look it up, though. It's a law passed now. Late-term abortion is not legal.
Yeah, I got a couple other things on my plate before I'm going to look that up.
Okay.
But,
the reason I got into my boss is new.
Sure, yeah. The worship team.
So this Jim Sharkey. Oh, I told you I played at Saxon, right?
Yeah, how was it?
It was awesome. So was AJ Vallejo.
Yeah, that place is pretty cool, man.
Yeah. I got pretty drunk.
What day was it? Do you remember?
It was February, two Thursdays ago.
It was on a Thursday? There's this guy, that Walt Wilkins that I was telling you about. He plays there on Wednesdays.
Right.
Walt Wednesdays.
Okay. Walt Wednesdays?
I'll go
there.
So where are you living at now, buddy?
I'm still up north in Wells Branch. It's like North Boston, basically.
You know, Live PD is there in somewhere outside of Austin.
Sharky.
No, Live PD.
Oh, they are. That's right.
The television show, like Live PD.
Yeah.
So get your hoodie on, get your Saturdays with Chicken Duck hoodie on, and go cause some fucking trouble and get us on TV.
Oh, can you send me one for free?
No, you have one.
No, I only have the shirt. I bring the hoodie here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, can you send me another one? I'll take the long sleeve blue.
You can go to cafepress.com/chickenduck and order one today.
Wait a minute, I got royalties for all the episodes that I was in, that now that we're making all this money on the podcast, right?
What's all this money we're making?
We're doing better, right? I mean, we get some money in, you know what I mean?
We are doing better. Jimmy and I are doing better with the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Our numbers are up a little bit, and we're going to be starting a new podcast come March called Berks County Unsolved, which is it's going to be about the 100 plus murders in Berks County, the unsolved murders in Berks County.
Oh, dude, I just lost it. So wait, what is that page that so what is unsolved? What is that?
Berks County Unsolved.
I lost it. Yeah.
That's going to be our new podcast, me and Jimmy.
So you're diving into conspiracy theories in Reading. Can you get into the Bigfoot one?
No, there's no conspiracy theories. It's unsolved murders of Berks County.
Yeah, conspiracy.
I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy like you are. I mean, there's some things that, you know, there's some things I do believe, I question, but I'm not like really big onto it. I don't read about killing babies in New York City and stuff like that.
Okay, all right. Well, when you look into the Berks County thing, that's so crazy that you're doing that, because like I was going to do one here in Austin, because I don't know a lot of their local stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I did just find out something that not a lot of people knew, that there's a secret underground power plant or nuclear reactor at this one place. And when I found this out, because I was actually meeting a person that is like pretty high up, or she's like a top head.
Would that be
security?
Like tippy top clearance or?
Yeah, she's pretty high.
Okay.
And she was like, well, there's a nuclear reactor under the J.J. Pickle Research Center.
In Austin.
And I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh. And not a lot of people knew that. And so I was thinking of, you know, just bringing to light some things in Austin that maybe not a lot of people knew. And now that you guys are trying to solve these unsolved things, you see how we just became connected metaphysically and psionically? We're still connected, Casey. So maybe we could be friends.
We've been connected, brother. Long time.
So maybe I could be connected to those royalties from the podcast. You know, all those private moments I shared with women.
What kind of, I can give you, probably can give you like, let's see. You were, pardon me, you were approximately on what, like 50, 55 episodes?
Yeah.
How much are you looking for on, like, what's your rate for royalties?
Yeah, well, just whatever percentage of those 50 episodes every month. I'll do direct deposit monthly.
You want a small percentage. You want a Saturdays with Chicken Duck royalty check every month.
Like, just for the 50 episodes. We could do that, right? That's what people do?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, you know, it might only be, like, a couple bucks, but then in the future when, you know, all my prophecies came true, people would, I'm sure they would digress back, or they would go back to these episodes to hear about them, and then, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, I can give you, like, right now, I could probably give you, like, 2 cents an episode.
Okay.
So, we'll get that mailed out. I'll discuss everything with Jimmy this Sunday on the podcast and see what he has to say about it.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, we have a couple Patreons. I could probably give you like 2-3 cents an episode.
Okay.
Yeah, we got, you go to Chicken Duck, patreon.com/chickenduck and sign up for our Patreon account. Get Jim some royalties. I mean, those are big episodes there, buddy.
Yeah, they were.
Some of the best episodes of Saturdays with Chicken Duck were with you.
They're only going to get better, you know what I mean?
That's right, buddy.
Dude, and
can you believe we've been doing it for over 2 years?
That's life, Case. Life, because, you know, you do what you love, and that's why it went by so fast. Now, when are you doing the Berks County thing? What day?
I'm not sure exactly what day we're going to be recording, but the first episode we're going to drop on March 4th. That we're going to release it every Monday.
listen, if you're going to talk about anything that happened, like, I can, maybe it's all connected with my mom, with what my mom told me about the hidden underground thing behind Tomazano, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That we talked about?
Absolutely, I remember. You think that the 100-plus unsolved murders in Berks County all lead back to the underground, whatever it was, near Tomazano in Berks County? You think that? That's is that really what's going on here?
Well, I mean, look. Since the 77 flood, Agnes, the Agnes flood, the flood in 77, the underground caves were, they saw them. They found them. There's underground caves in Redding. That's when the Bigfoot sightings started to happen. Look, I'm not saying that Bigfoot is a part of these unsolved things.
Do you think, is this a possibility, Jim, that Bigfoot travels the country in underground caves?
The Bible says that there be beasts unleashed under the ground.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
And you're telling me that Bigfoot couldn't be one of those things. I can't wait until you see something you can't prove. And they're making a new movie with Sam Elliott called The Man Who Killed Hitler and Then the Bigfoot. Did you see that trailer yet?
I didn't. That is the name of the movie.
The name of it is The Man Who Killed Hitler and Then the Bigfoot. Yes. I'm seeing, I'm showing my boss today.
I really, 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 I really fucking hope this recorder is picking all this up. Oh my god, dude.
Oh man, this is going to be hard not having sex in 3 months.
Now, are you allowed to do other things? Just not with a woman?
No. No, I can't even touch my dinger. because I don't want to turn, I can't turn myself on. Sometimes when I pee, you know, I grab it.
You get aroused by touching your own penis while you're peeing.
Well, no, but when you grab it, it moves, then you're like, oh yeah, that's right. Just, you forget sometimes what it does, and you're like, oh crap. I'm going to try to come back in hopefully May-ish.
You got
my mom's birthday.
Aren't you going to come back and spend Easter with your mother?
I don't think I can. Oh, dude, but listen to this. Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Would you ever fly someone in, a girl that you like, and nothing ever happened with, but you like the person? Like, either way, you love them as a friend. I mean, are they attractive? Yes. Would you ever fly someone in, just like hang out with you for a couple days? You know, you're making a little bit of money, saving up some, you know, you're feeling like a big man. This is what men do, right? They fly people in, women stay with them.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you like this person and would like things to happen?
Either way, I'm great. You know what I mean? Like, that's all a bonus, but either way, it's just like someone that I like hanging out with and doing music with. So, yes, but that's like something that's not the important thing. My friend that plays violin.
Yeah.
Girl, I love her. Yeah,
I know who that is. I mean, if you love the girl, you know, and you're not...
she's a sweet person, yeah.
Go for it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, Chase, you know, the world is a small place. That's why I'm just trying to do what God needs me to do and overthrow these evil entities that are swirling around. You know, work out, get it pumped.
When did this whole thing with God and you come about? I didn't think that you were such a big believer.
Well, I always believed in God, yeah. But now that I'm on his purpose, I can see the enemy so clear now, trying to, you know, rule over everything. And so, yeah, I'm here for a purpose now.
I think that you might actually be considered a crazy person.
Chase, how is it crazy if I'm bringing happiness to people? I had sex 2 days ago. And then 4 days before that. Ah, crap, man. So many. You know where the women are now? We're in Austin.
Defeating evil all over town.
Yeah. Now, the majority of good-looking women now, to what I've been researching, are in Dallas, which is where you're headed.
Yeah, I'm headed to the airport, and I have a beautiful girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot. You have a warm embrace to go home to every night. How's
yes.
that feel?
Very nice. Night, huh? That's why I'm trying to get home at 12 on Thursday instead of fucking 9 at night. That's why I'm driving to Dallas right now, so I can go home.
Isn't it great to have a hug, you know, sleeping with, you know, someone you care about? Women, I realize, they're a lot like property. Like, do you want to rent your apartment? Or do you want to own your piece of land? You know what I mean? It's a big piece of land. Big, you know, getting like a butt, round.
You
that land.
You got a real way with words, buddy.
It's just like respectable. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Women love being called pieces of property.
What is this car doing? This guy is.
Oh, are you driving too?
Oh yeah, man.
This is a 100% on the road edition of Chicken Duck here.
Yeah, I told you I was at my band meeting.
You know, we could do this every week. We could set up, you and I could start a new podcast called On the Road, and we'll just chat while we're in the fucking car.
Dude, you drive almost every day, right?
Every day.
We got a podcast called In the Car.
I just named the podcast On the Road.
I was going to say On the Car.
On the Road with Jim and Casey.
Yeah, man.
How's that?
Let's do it.
Bam, we just started.
How are you recording this?
We just started a podcast.
How are you recording this?
I have a, it's called a Zoom H4N.
Okay.
And I just, it's a little digital recorder I paid fucking $250 for, and it's just sitting on my dashboard right now.
Nice.
So, yeah, we'll see how this one sounds after we're finished here, and then we could do this every week, man. I don't mind. I got all I do is drive.
Yeah, dude.
We could start a little. We could start a little Patreon page for our thing.
Uh-huh.
Monetize it. Get you a couple bucks.
Let's ride. Yeah, you know, Chase.
Let's ride.
Dude, I don't even need a couple bucks anymore.
We could name it that. Let's Ride with Jim and Casey.
I do like On the Road.
I like On the Road, too. Let's stick with that.
Okay.
So what else is new, man?
Yeah. Dude, I'm just about to get some food now, because I need more chicken here. I'm going to visit. I'm not going to visit, but I know I'm friends with, you know, kind of knew each other. A girl, it's a bartender, and they serve food late, so it's like there's this bar near my house that the only place that has actual food late at night. It's called a restaurant. Is what they call these places.
With chicken.
No, it's the name of a type of restaurant. The restaurant is Twin Peaks, where these women, they dress in scantily clad clothing, and they, you know. So anyway, I know a bartender there.
So you're going to Twin Peaks to eat right now, and you're expected to not have relations for the next 3 months.
Oh no, yeah, I'm friends with the girl, you know what I mean? We already, I don't need sex. Well, I can do it.
Why are you gonna go get yourself all worked up?
No, I'm just eating food. I'm not gonna get worked up.
Dude, I know you. You get worked up.
Yeah, but I mean, Case, I gotta control it. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna start right now.
What is the prize again? Your soul what's the prize for this challenge? Your soul gets cleansed?
I would be living on heaven. It would be like heaven on earth. My soul would be happy. I pure for that lucky lady that, you know, was want to be with a poor guy with no money and, you know, someone, you know, ruining their life. At least I would be pure, flesh-wise, something like that. I don't know.
I just crossed into Texas.
I'm not paying attention. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's snowing here.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's
still like...
I don't know where the fuck I am. I just crossed into Texas, the top of Texas.
Oh, wow.
So you're going to get a cleansed soul after 3 months. No monetary value in this at all?
Unfortunately, no.
Well, good luck to you, my friend.
If anything happens, I'll call you back and we can start this right back up.
I don't see any point in it. I think you're pretty, your soul is pretty cleansed. You're a good person. You go to church. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I'm just doing it to overthrow the evil that I've done. I'm doing it for many reasons, I guess. Dude, can you come to Austin again?
I mean, if my work sends me to Austin, yeah, sure, I'll come. But I can't just drop everything and come to Austin.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I love it there. But, I love you. I love Jim Sharkey. But I can't just come to Austin whenever I feel like it.
All right, you know what? When is Easter? Is that the second one in April? Second week?
I'm not really sure.
I'll try to come back for Easter.
Yeah, you should, man. You should come back and see your mom for Easter, man.
Yeah. Alright. I'm gonna go eat.
Alright, brother. Well, good luck to you and
yeah, drive. Dude, if you need to call to keep you awake, call me tonight.
Yeah, cool, I will, man. Thanks. And we can do this again next week.
For sure, dude, let's do it.
Alright, brother.
Later.
See you, buddy.